Who's been the greatest influence in your life? When you think about a name, who is it that comes to mind? How have they impacted your life? What difference have they made to you? Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living, part two from last week, as we continue our discussion on this topic of influencers and why it's intentional is because whoever you allow into your life makes a difference. Whoever you allow to influence you, you become a follower of that person. Come on. You say, not so much. Yeah. You know what? Here's the statistics. Back in 2022, 2 years ago, the U.S. influencer market online was valued at $16 billion. That's a record high. 72% of millennials and Gen Z follow influencers on social media. And 89% of marketers who use influencer marketing said they're going to spend more on it because it's working. It's working. It's making a difference. 8 out of 10 consumers have purchased something due to an influencer recommendation. I have. I ask. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking and having influence, that's for sure. But when it comes to the big things in life, it's different to have someone influence you on buying a refrigerator than making a life decision or a faith decision or a moral decision or a legal decision or a decision that's going to impact your character, your integrity, your life, your goals. Big deal. It really is. And so we're talking about influence. How do we influence each other? You can leave your comment with me at 888-888-1717. Let's get started. Who's been influencing your life? Go right ahead.
My name is Miriam. One of the most influential people was my 9th and 10th grade history teacher, Mr. Irwin. He showed us films of the Holocaust and really showed us what things in history have happened so that we don't repeat them. And he wrote in my yearbook, "You're going to make a great lawyer someday." And I ended up becoming a lawyer. And I always think back to him and I'm so grateful that he encouraged me and that he really showed every student that came through his class the importance of learning from history so that we never repeat the same mistakes again.
You know, that's very true. When you think about it, you have influencers that can be both a positive influence or a negative influence. But in this case, to have a teacher, how many of us have been influenced by a teacher? Listen today, will we see what's going on in the streets and the college campuses in America where there's people who are confused about history and they don't understand what's happened in history to apply to what's happening today? And so we can influence each other when we have clarity when it comes to history. I think that's good. All right. Thank you. Let me go to Karen, who's next in Arizona. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Who's been influencing your life?
My friend, Betty Childs. I met her at a Bible study about 30 years ago, and my children were really little. They were 2.5 and 1. And when I met her, I was a newer Christian. And we would walk and talk for hours, go for walks. And I'd complain, and she'd always turn me to God's word, always. And she still influences me 30 years later. I called her, and I was going to start a woman's Bible study. And I said, well, I just don't feel like I know enough. And she said, you don't need to know it all. You just need to facilitate and let God use you. And that's what I've done, and it's turned out wonderful. And I just love her so much. And I just look forward to our talks. And so she's been a wonderful friend for 30 years.
Well, that's a real honor to give a shout out to someone who's influenced you like that. Who is it that you've walked with and talked with that's influenced you in your life? Somebody. And you may be honest with yourself to say, you know, when I look back and realize that I had the wrong people in my life. I had the wrong people influencing me. And it's gotten me in a bad spot. All right, let me go to Michigan, Rena. Is that right? Did I get your name?
You did, yeah.
Rena? Okay. Rena. Uh-huh. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm nervous. I've never done this before, but I'm good.
You'll do fine, I'm
Thank
sure.
You.
All right, tell me, who's influenced you, Rena?
My husband, Tim. I had like a really rough childhood, a lot of abuse, and I had found myself kind of prey to a lot of sexual sin. And then as a young woman, very promiscuous and kind of trapped in that world. I just couldn't get away from it. Tim was probably the healthiest person I'd ever dated, but I wasn't in a healthy place. And I was going through all these efforts to try and make myself better, especially when he had found out that I had cheated on him and done all these things against him. And I think, you know, deep down, he really wanted to see the change in me. And I wanted to be better, but I couldn't. And he had, in some ways, found out that I was still continuing even after the fact, after things had kind of come out. But he was in denial, and God was, like, revealing to him what had happened. And I was also going to church at the time, trying to be saved, but not really being discipled. And he, through the work of God, really just revealing truth, he had finally learned what I had done and was ready to be done. And I, at that moment, the Lord kind of just spoke to me in my spirit and told me that if I didn't turn from my sins and stop all the lying, and if I didn't come clean, if I didn't turn away from this right now, I would only face damnation. Like, he just put it right in my core, the core of my being, that I was in serious trouble if I didn't turn from this. Mm. And
How long ago was that?
It was in 2012.
All right, so we're talking, what, like 12 years ago. How has it been? How has your marriage been?
Yes,
and how are you doing? And you said when you call, I'm nervous, I've never done this before. This was an important call for you to recognize your husband. What's the biggest thing he did that you look back and say, that was the biggest influence in my life?
So as a broken man who experienced just a copious amount of betrayal, at this time he wasn't even my husband, he was still my boyfriend, engaged to me. You know, I hadn't even really made myself completely faithful. But as a broken man, a finite man with limited abilities, but through the work of God, not giving up on me, was able to forgive me, to move past my sins, and to just leave me in the hands of God and to entrust my future and my soul to him, and recognizing that he could still love me even despite these failures, showing me the redemptive love of Christ in a way that I could have probably never known without having gone through that with him. I don't know if I would have ever been able to believe that Jesus could forgive me had my husband not been able, and even now, as we've been married for 11 years, to be able to say, like, I know Jesus loves me, because my husband can still love me even through the things that I've continued to do wrongly in our marriage, even. Just the unlimited grace and love of God. If such an imperfect man can love me this way, how much more can a perfect God, you know?
Amen. Well, let me say, Raina, you did better than good with your call. You did super, because you just shared your heart. You just shared what God's been doing for you. And I bet you there's some woman or maybe a man listening who feels like, how could God forgive me, let alone people? And you gave a really powerful point that needs to be reinforced, because we become, for many people, sort of the representation of God with flesh on. And when we choose to forgive, that doesn't mean there's not consequences, and doesn't mean there's not, I understand that. But when we choose to understand the power of forgiveness toward another person, it's as though the love of God is flowing through us. It's as though the forgiveness of God is demonstrated to somebody else. And to reinforce what Raina has shared with us, in 1 John 1:9, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, and the reason the confession is important, because there's almost a clearing of the air. God already knows. He's not waiting for you to say it. He already knows it. But when we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and then to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you've experienced that, Rena.
Amen, yeah. I'm even reminded of the scripture that says the truth shall set you free. I was in bondage to all of the lies and deception that I was held captive to. And when he gave me this open door to say, like, to admit my sins, to confess my sins, all of that deception was, like, broken off of me, and I was able to walk in a freedom that I hadn't known.
Mm. That's great. Yeah. Fantastic. Rena, you did great. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Listen, let me speak into your life for a moment. Your story can impact somebody else. It did already today here in the studio and listeners around the country in our podcast as well. But there are people that you can come alongside of that can speak. You can speak into their lives. You can become the influence in their life. I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I turn on Intentional Living with my husband, and just whatever has come up that day have just been spot on to what we were going through at that moment.
Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson made a difference in Felicia's life and marriage. And when you give, you help people like Felicia live an intentional life for Christ.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to content from Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and get Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings whenever you want.
To give and receive these life-changing resources, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Amen. Hey, listen, we're having a great time here today. Thank you for joining in. We're talking about the power of influence and who is it that influences your life. It's almost a $17 billion business in this country alone. The influencers online, many of them having a real problem with the challenges that TikTok may go away because they're making a buck on that. We're talking about the deeper parts of influence that really impact who we are. And unfortunately, sometimes we see the young people and older people as well being influenced by the wrong people. There's wisdom and safety in many counselors, assuming it's the right counselors. So we're talking about who is it that most influenced you and how. Let's go back to calls. Elijah in Michigan lives in the Metro Detroit area, apparently. Hi, Elijah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who has influenced your life?
My younger brother, Isaac, actually has been quite an influence in my life lately. Obviously, we grew up together. We're a family of six, so one of six siblings. Uh-huh. There's quite a few of us. Me being the one of the two boys, I was the older brother, so I always felt like it was really my role to be an influence to him. And you know, growing up, I'd always do my best to do so. As I got into my college years, I kind of fell away from my faith a little bit. Would still go to church and everything, but just wasn't really making it a firm purpose to grow more in my faith and my relationship with God. But my younger brother, these past 2 years, he really has dove deep into his faith and has gotten involved with a lot of outreach and youth groups activities and things like that. He is a camp counselor, and he's actually now living with me, my one and only roommate now. And just seeing him and his daily prayer morning and evening, and the time he'll spend reading the Bible, it's really just been an encouragement to me to see him doing that. And while I have been doing better, or working on doing better with having a daily prayer routine like that, having him share what he's been doing and what he's learned and what's changed in his life since he's been growing in his faith. It's really been encouraging to me, and I just find it funny how, you know, God can work where, you know, I initially was the influence to him growing up, but now he's really been someone I've been looking up to lately.
That's fantastic. Have you told him so?
I have. I probably could go a little bit more into it, though, with him. I probably should.
Well, it's encouraging to him, too. But listen, we do impact each other, and that's powerful. And with those good biblical names behind you, you guys are heading in the right direction. Parents, apparently, were picking the Bible name for you guys.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm glad you're listening to the radio as well. You're listening to the new 93.1.
I am.
Yeah. In Detroit. And you talk about influence. That's why we do what we do. I mean, we're not hiding the fact that we want to be an influencer 24 hours a day. That's why we play the worship music. That's why we play the songs that make a difference. That's why we tell the stories, share the testimonies. That's why we do an intentional living broadcast here and part of the day, because we want to be an influence. We believe and see that it's based on Scripture, and that's what we tell people. Listen, go back to the Bible. What does the Bible teach? And make sure that Scripture becomes the basis of how we choose to live. And as you do that, Elijah, it's going to change your life, my friend. All right. Thank you. Appreciate you taking time to give us a call and be a part of the show today. Again, the question is, who's been the greatest influence in your life? You can give us a call and share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Let's go to, Christina in California. Who's it been for you, Christina?
My grandpa.
Hmm. How did he influence you?
In a thousand ways that I probably will never be able to list in one sitting, but for the most part, I saw him just obey without question. And I talked to him about it. And there were times he said that he felt ill-equipped, you know, like, oh my gosh, he wants me to do this thing and I'm not the right one, I'm not good enough, you know, kind of in Moses style, just not feeling like he was the right guy for the job, but going through it anyway. And basically just got to a point where in his later years, he started to just do it without pause. And I was the beneficiary of watching what happens when you obey without pause. And so as I've gotten to be an older adult, I've noticed that when he asks something of you, whether it's big or small, and you just obey, powerful things happen. Like, that is one thing that I found so influential when it came to him, is just watching what happens when you just do what God asks you to do, and him just pouring out blessings on you for that.
Intentionally, I try to never go a day without being in God's Word and meditating on it and aligning my thoughts to His way of thinking. I would like to encourage those who are suffering right now, don't quit, don't give up.
Your monthly support of Intentional Living keeps Dr. Carlson and the team on the air, helping people live a life that pleases Christ. Intentional Living is supported by you and others just like you. So become a member right now at theintentionallife.com. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
And thank you for doing that. Listen, your support makes a difference going into these summer months. Wow, we really do need your help to be able to carry on with this mission here on our podcast, our digital outreach, our events, publications, everything that we're doing here through our Intentional Living Ministry. I thank you for being a part of the team. And when you join us, by the way, we're going to sign you up. You'll get access to all the platform with all the digital content, all the teaching from the last couple of years or so from our Intentional Living Resource Education Center. We'll get you hooked up with that to encourage you. I want to say thanks to some folks who've recently joined us. Mary in New Mexico, thank you for your generous gift. Denisha from, El Mirage, Arizona, thank you. Jeanine from Williamson, Michigan, thank you for your support. Dawn from Albuquerque, God bless you. Thomas over there in Lubbock, I like to say that, Lubbock, Texas, thank you for your support as well. Folks all around the country, people on our podcast, people who from our radio network, thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. Your support is making a difference. You can join us 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or you can go online anytime when you go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Laura. You're asking the question of who has influenced us. And right away, it was this program, you, Dr. Randy, and all of the people that are there working hard every day to encourage us, to influence us, to help us to keep our mind focused on the one thing that we should be focused on, God. I wasn't a believer for many years. My dad tried to force religion on me, and I was very broken. After he passed, my life turned into a mess. And now I tell my son, with God, your life is blessed without a mess. And this program is here for me daily. Whenever I turn it on, no matter what I'm going through, the songs come on and they speak right to my heart. Today it just happened. I've been being told from the Lord that I'm supposed to tell my story. And Laura's story came on, and then Torin Wells about at the end, you know, your story. We have a story to tell. And we all go through these trials of life. The storms will come and they will pass. But great is his faithfulness. And you are all being faithful to the Lord by having this program. Your parents, Dr. Randy, were faithful to the Lord. And we have to be disciples, like Jesus said. And I've learned so much, and I'm so grateful, and I'm growing. But I study and teach mindfulness-based stress reduction. And God tells us to meditate, to keep our focus on him. Romans 12:2. And I tell you, 1 Timothy 1-7 was the first verse someone ever gave me. And I was told to memorize it. And it's all about a sound mind, but it's keeping our eyes fixed on the Son of God. Thank you for your program. Thank you for all that you do. I am so grateful. And my husband just surprised me yesterday. He actually, I didn't know it, but he's taking the 30-day challenge and he's listening to you. And he told my son, and it was such a beautiful surprise. This program is amazing. It changes lives. It changed my life. It continues to influence me and encourage me daily. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, Laura, the check is in the mail. What a nice, no, not really. She's just calling to share her life. Thank you, Laura. What an encouragement that is to me. That's influence there, right? You know, we all influence people. We can be a crummy influence. Come on. We've all had crummy influences in our lives, people. Or we can be a godly influence. It's a decision we make. I was thinking about in my life, I did a lesson several years ago on the five men that most influenced my life. Show you how old I am. Four of them are in heaven, and one of them still here. But my dad, of course, was a huge influence. What my dad taught me a lot about was you can do it. Trust God. Keep going. He was faithful. Gave up a business career to go into ministry to impact children through the Youth Haven Ministry that was founded many years ago. My father-in-law, Warren Boldhouse. He was a man of faith. He used to say, if God said it, I believe it. That's it. Let's not discuss it. Let's keep going. And I'd say, well, can we talk about it? No. That was my, he was a man of faith and action too. Warren was that type of person. One of our board members who's been in heaven for a long time, Mel Johnson, especially our listeners on Northwestern College Radio. You know, Mel Johnson, he was former chairman of the board and was one of the early movers and shakers in the whole world of Christian radio. And he would speak into my life when I was a young leader. And so people influence you and you influence people. The question is, how are we impacting each other and to what extent and what difference is it making in their lives? Sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it can be negative. All right, let's go to Zoe in Michigan. Who's influenced you, Zoe?
Well, I'm such a loving person, open person, and I love meeting people. And I had got my life in a great direction spiritually and just really put God first place. And Then I met a girlfriend who was just, we had a lot in common, a lot of likes, and, you know, art, things just kind of clicked with us, and she did not have God in her life, and she was going to different events and things like that, and I just kind of got caught up in all of that and lost sight of God, and I was at one of the events, and I thought, what am I doing? What have I done? And I just let her know, just softly, that, you know, I felt like I needed to step back a little bit, that I was in a really good place, and I really appreciated her friendship, but I was missing something, and I needed to go back to it, and she was very understanding, and it was about 8 months later, I look over, and she was at church.
Wow.
So I believe that maybe God was testing me in my direction in life, but at the same time, he was testing her to see how open she would be to where I was in my life, to have God in first place in her life.
Well, you know, so Zoe, I'll tell you what's exciting about that is that it was a question of influence. She influenced you until you realized, hey, you know, she's a nice person and I like her, but God is number one in my life. And the influence changed from her to you, and now you're influencing her. She obviously was watching your life, watching your decisions, watching your priorities, watching that you're living your life intentionally, and that had to draw her in.
I agree, and it was very overwhelming, and it still is to this day. You know, when people ask us where we met, we look at each other and we just laugh.
The one who's influenced me the most is my wife. We've been through a lot together. I was a professional boxer, was injured. My wife always had my back. At first, our marriage was salty. Wanted nothing to do with her. I hated her when we first got married. In 1992, we found Christ, and our relationship with God moved. We've been married, just celebrated 33 years of marriage, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Wow, we do impact each other. What a great show this has been. If you missed the first edition, go back to last week, Monday. I think it was the 29th of April, and you can hear part one on how we influence each other. Share your story. We'd love to hear it. 888-888-1717. Join us on this journey. Let us walk together. Your prayers and your monthly financial support make a huge difference. A dollar a day would be a great help. I'm asking you to do something my wife and I do on a regular basis in our support for the ministry. So why don't you come and join us? How do you do that? Go to theintentionallife.com. or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. See you next time from Intentional Living.